Oasis Audio presents The Celebration by Wanda E. Brunstetter, read for you by Rebecca Gallagher. Prologue, Walnut Creek, Ohio. Heidi Troyer sat on the back porch, watching Marcia and Randy play in the yard. It was hard to believe the children had been living with her and Lyle for the past 4 months. The time had gone so quickly since their arrival a few days before Christmas. While not completely adjusted to her surroundings, Marcia had finally begun to speak, but usually only when spoken to. Randy was still moody at times and occasionally didn't want to cooperate. Heidi continued to look for ways to get through to the children and make them feel loved and a part of this family. "Of course, they aren't really our children," Heidi thought with regret. "They were placed in our foster care and are still grieving the deaths of their parents." Breathing deeply, Heidi enjoyed the warmth of an April breeze. Spring was a rejuvenating time of year, especially with the sound of the children's laughter. She chuckled as she watched Randy and Marcia blow cottony seeds from a dandelion. Heidi remembered how she and her siblings had done the same thing when they were children. She leaned her head against the back of the wicker chair and closed her eyes. "Lord, please give me the grace to accept things if it becomes necessary for Marcia and Randy to leave our home. And give Lyle and me the wisdom to know how to help these precious children adjust to life without their parents." "Are you all right?" Lyle asked as he touched her shoulder. Her eyes snapped open. "Yeah, I was praying, asking God for wisdom to know how to help the children adjust to their new life." He took a seat in the chair beside her. "It's only been a few months, and the Kinner are doing better than when they first came here." "You're right, but only with us. When other people are around, Marcia doesn't say a word, and Randy sometimes responds negatively." Heidi released a lingering sigh. "After church last Sunday, they both stayed close to me and didn't interact with the other children. I would think by now that they'd be more comfortable around other Kinner." Lyle pulled his fingers through the ends of his thick beard. "Say, I have an idea. You might think it's a crazy notion, but it would be something to think about at least." Her interest piqued, Heidi placed her hand on his arm. "What is it, Lyle? I'm open to any suggestions that could help Randy's attitude and bring Marcia out of her shell." "I was thinking you could teach another cooking class." Heidi's brows furrowed. "How would that help?" Lyle glanced toward Randy and Marcia, who were kneeling on the grass, petting one of the barn cats. "What if this time you held the class for children instead of adults? Randy and Marcia would be included, of course. It would give them a chance to interact with other children and, at the same time, do something fun." Heidi cupped her chin in the palm of her hands. That is something to ponder. Of course, Marcia's too young to learn how to cook, but she could watch and maybe take part by stirring things, cracking eggs, or doing some simpler tasks that might be involved in the recipes I choose. She reached over and clasped his hand. "Donkey, Lyle, it's an interesting idea, and I'll give it some thought." Chapter 1, Dover, Ohio. Darren Keller poured himself a cup of coffee and headed for the living room to relax for the evening. As a full-time fireman, he had days less demanding. The men would do chores around the fire station and keep up with maintaining the trucks. Then there were days like today, unusually long and full of action. In addition...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?